Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome to the CW Chinwag podcast. I'm Bill.
And I'm Stuart.
And today we'll be analysing and reviewing episode 2 of season 5 of The Flash. So, initial thoughts, Stu?
Again, I'm liking the start to this season. As previously stated, we weren't that impressed last year, but I'm liking the vibes, no pun intended, that we're getting out of season 2.
So yeah. I think they continued a lot of what they set out in episode 1, which is good to see. For instance, Cisco's still pining over Gypsy.
Yeah, he's got it bad.
Yeah, he's got it real bad. I thought in episode 1 that it was something to do with Nora, but no, he's still just really, really bad with the breakup.
Yeah, but they've also hinted that it might not even be like he's like some way linked with her now.
He's
like,
vibing with her.
He literally can't get her out of his head.
Yeah, yeah. Which I want to make a hard prediction.
Go on.
About him losing his powers.
Right.
Because you know how the guy with the knife, we'll talk about later.
Yeah.
I think he's going to like willingly allow him to do that.
So he's rid of her.
Yeah.
That'd be a big call if he does do that. Yeah. I mean, losing that from the team would be a big loss.
Yeah.
Well, that's a prediction. Yeah. Keep your eyes out for that. Anyway. One thing from this episode that the iris is taking over in Nora for me. She's starting to get on my nerves a little bit. Yeah.
I think
over eagerness. I understand it and they're trying to build the story, but
I think she's more like Barry.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Like season 1 Barry, the mistakes. I think they're really trying to
compare them. Like Joe's been like the wise old man so far, like being dad in Barry. And like, yeah, I mean, I understand she's, well, obviously, however old she is, she's not had Barry in her life, has she? So she's
trying to get some daddy time.
Yeah, and to like, her dad's the Flash, you know? So I have to be.
Yeah, that's cool.
As cool and as good. And
see, Iris starting to get a bit like jealous of the attention.
Yeah, I definitely think we're going to find out, obviously, something's happened in the future for this like cold shoulder she's kind of given Iris. Or, I don't think that it's just going to be, oh, well, I've had my mum all my life, so.
No, that'd be too basic, wouldn't it? It's going to be something. Okay, so then we also find out near the beginning of the episode, Cecile is losing her powers, connection with the baby, mind reading, which I think should happen anyway.
Yeah, it was there for convenience, wasn't it, in the last season?
Yeah.
They needed someone who could do that. I don't see any point in continuing it.
No, yeah.
They could have just had it, like, baby was there, she hasn't got her powers anymore, that would have been fine for
me. It's odd anyway. Like how the dark matter affected her while she was pregnant.
Well, yeah, and that was the reason it affected her, because she was pregnant, and now it's, for it to continue would be pointless anyway.
And then she wants to use the neural enhancer thing from last season.
From Wells.
But Joe laid down the law and said no.
Yeah, I couldn't be dealing with that anyway. Like, you imagine, like,
not being able to hide anything from your Mrs.
Yeah, jeez.
Not that there's anything to hide.
No.
If you're listening, Holly and Kim.
Yeah, just, like, the casual, oh, for F's sake, as you walk away, you know, them hearing everything you ever think.
Okay, so back to the episode.
Yep.
We then see some guy doing, like, some sort of inventory on guns. I don't think bad guys are that thorough, but he is there, like, writing up all his guns. And there's the break-in for some woman he knew, who obviously they set up, and now she's got powers, and she squishes him in her cube powers.
Yeah.
Into a tiny little block of flesh.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. When Barry got there and he's like, so heavy, like, and then
how did he know this is so heavy? This must be a human.
Also,
like, I can't believe Nora got away with that intern story.
I know.
That was ridiculous.
How stupid is he?
The captain.
He's like the captain of the police, and he's just like, oh well.
Can I see some ID, maybe?
Make it official. Like, and Barry as well has just been like in prison. You know, like,
something dodgy would be happening. Yeah. We also see Iris reporting again, because she turns up to the captain.
Yeah.
Like, that's good to see, because I remember thinking, I think I said in our recap, she had no purpose last season.
No, yeah, I think, because she hasn't got the powers, and she's not...
Team leader.
It's not We Are the Flash.
No.
Barry is
She hasn't
the Flash.
Said that so far, fingers crossed.
So I'm happy for her to go back to her reporting, and...
Yeah.
It's a way of her getting, like, keeping an ear to the ground as well, you know, finding things out that they might not.
She's pointless otherwise.
Yeah.
I've already expressed my feelings on Iris. So we go back to Ralph and Caitlin helping out Cisco, trying to get over
Ralph's list,
the Book of Ralph.
Yeah
that was pretty cool. I felt like some of the, like, you haven't gone to step 3 yet. What's step 3? Shark cage diving. Why is that step 3?
Yeah,
and the self-affirmations.
There was someone there as well that was like, go vegan. Yeah. Things like that, just all things on his list.
Like, step 27 was the one. Like, yeah. How many times did he miss?
Yeah.
We also see Iris saying, Barry, can I use your lab? He's like, yeah, cool. Not like, why, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And she's just like hacking his computer and looking at the police cams from the... Right, let me speak this out now. Cicada.
Yeah.
I've been saying cicada wrong my entire life because I'd only ever read it in comic books.
Yeah, so I was just saying it how I thought, before, yeah.
How I thought in my head. I was saying cicada, which I said last week.
Yeah.
So now I find out it's cicada, so...
It's easily done. Like I told you before, Hermione was always Hermione to me. She'll always be Hermione to me.
Well, that's odd. But we'll carry on. So cicada. Yeah, so she's just looking at, like, the police cam footage. Would Barry even have access to that? Surely that's, like, classified...
Yeah. Not like
people were killed in the hospital, that would be like
that's not
more security.
CSI, is it?
I don't know. If he's on the case, which I don't think he was, he didn't go to that crime scene.
No.
So anyway.
So yeah, well this cicada, am I jumping forward if I talk to him meeting Flash?
Yeah, a little bit. Let's talk about she says about this cube girl, Nora, she's like, oh, my first baddie.
Yep.
Like, were you not a hero in your time?
Maybe she's not. That's the thing. We don't know a terrible lot.
About her time.
Yeah, because she's got the costume, and that's it, and her little intro. But, I mean, that could be anything.
So, yeah, so they go after this cube girl. They didn't give her a name in the end, do they? No.
No, because Cisco was all down in the dumps.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
So, they get there. Nora goes in headstrong, messes it up again, messes up another fight.
Yep.
And I made a hard call here as what would happen. You can see in my notes.
Yeah.
What will happen to the cube girl? I said box chick.
Box chick.
And so she runs in, she grabs, because she's going to kill the other gun dealer, yeah?
Yep.
She grabs him, locks him in the van, and turns around and is like, hey, and she just puts her in a cube and throws her miles away, and Barry has to chase her and stop her with the wind arms.
Yep.
And that's the last we see of that. And I'll get on to another point later. So remember that Nora locked the dude in the van. That's important to remember. So we go back to Cisco's makeover with Ralph's makeover guy. And like, he's like, if you cut my hair, I will cut you.
Yeah, that was funny.
And then like, Cisco and Ralph start pressuring Caitlin into like, looking into her father's death certificate. And she kicks off by it and she like, doesn't want to know about it.
Yeah, she's not happy about it.
She's worried like, what if he is alive, then he just didn't want to know me.
Yeah.
She's more afraid of that. But Cisco says, wouldn't you rather find out than never knowing? And then we see Nora training back at the lab and she shoots Barry with the lightning.
Yeah.
Which I just thought was a bit odd. Nothing really came of that.
No, I think going back to your point about is she really a hero in the future, like, she's not got a very good skill set at all, has she? She is very much, like you said, Barry Allen, season one.
Yeah, because then he starts showing her, like, clips of him messing up.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, okay, like, I shouldn't be so... Like, shouldn't feel so bad about messing up. It happens. So then we go back to this gun guy, the gun dealer, who turns up at the cube girl, which he was left locked up in the van. I have to actually credit our mutual friend Troy here. He did say this to me. He said, why... He was locked up in that van, and then the Barry and excess had gone.
Yeah.
Do we have to believe that cube girl let him out the van or she forgot about him and he made his own way out the van? Because next thing you know, he's out the van, he's pointing the gun at her again.
Yeah. But that was a different time though, wasn't it? Do we assume he had his phone on him?
Yeah, exactly. Like, what, she didn't look in her own van?
Oh, it was her van?
Yeah, because she was in there with the guns when he first turned up. When Barry...
I didn't even think about that. Yeah. She just let him go.
Yeah. Like, why? So, yeah. I've got in my notes here, but I can't quite remember why I've got this. That Nora, like, at some point, she like, rolls her eyes at something Iris says.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's just... I know what you mean. I can't remember, again, why it was, but it's just...
It was then, like, the three of them, they had an idea, and Iris was like, yeah, let's do it. And then Nora was just like, Iris.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what bit it was. But, yeah, it's showing that, like, she's not a fan. There's something burning beneath.
Yeah.
But then you think if she'd fallen out with her mum in the future, she'd be as happy to see her in the past when she wants to see her. I don't know. It depends what's happened on it.
So we get back to Box Chick, because he's got his guns all on her.
Yeah. At that point as well, like, would you even bother going to attack her? I wouldn't be that worried, knowing that she could do that to me. I'd be like,
yeah, I escaped. Probably not, yeah. But then, like, Barry gets stuck in the box from Box Girl.
They didn't really explain that very well, as well, like...
What her powers are.
Yeah, like, it's these giant foxes' glacier mints. And what was it? It was, like, compressed air, they're saying.
Yeah, so he couldn't vibrate to get out. It was just to basically lock away that he could... Everyone would be like, why didn't you just do that?
Because he got Norite, alright, didn't he?
Yeah, I guess, like, once she's out of range, I don't know. Yeah, because then, like...
Yeah, has it got to be, like, a concentrated... I know people can't see what movement I'm doing with my hands. Yeah. Like, a concentrated power on the cube.
So, like, Nora then, like, saves the day.
Yeah.
By, like, she gets tired.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that was awful, though.
But if she was quick enough to trap Barry, like, Barry's reactions would have been fast enough to get away.
Well, he could have just stopped time.
Yeah, there we go, flash time.
Yeah.
But Nora just runs around her. I don't believe... Anyway.
Yeah.
Tires her out, handcuffs her.
Fatigues her.
And then... Cicada,
yeah,
turns up, or his dagger does at least, first of all, and just stabs the Box Girl, which I predicted way back when we first saw the Box Girl.
Mm.
I was like, he's gonna kill her because he's got this thing against Meadows.
Yep.
And then Ralph and Cisco turn up to help out.
Yep.
And his dagger absorbs the powers of all of them except Nora, because he's like, get us to hospital. He's like, Nora, take us.
Yeah,
hospital.
She runs away, doesn't she?
Yeah, she goes gets hospital, and the dagger drains the powers of Vibe, Plastic Man,
and Barry.
Not Plastic Man, Elongated Man, and Barry. And they're left powerless, and they're trying to fight him, but he kicks our ass.
Yeah, that was pointless, but trying then, to fight him, innit?
And he's about to stab Barry.
Yeah.
And then Nora turns up, and she's like, no, Dad! And then he looks up at her.
And stops.
And stops what he's doing. A couple of theories here we could throw out there. He could be... Because I'm thinking, why... Why is he only just doing this now? Was he around during last season? Surely he's not just turned up in Central City. Like, why is he only just started attacking Meadows? It's something to do with Nora turning up.
Yeah, she messed it up.
She's done something.
Go on.
He could be from her time.
Yeah.
She says Dad. I don't know. Could that have anything to do with me?
Could it be Barry Allen?
Nah.
If he's been missing, he's got a dagger to shape...
Oh of, my god, of, what a hardcore that is.
Of his...
But we've had Savitar, which was Barry.
I know.
There's no way.
But then, like you said, she says Dad.
But then, how is he going to kill himself? Because then he'd die.
Yeah.
It's not Barry. Because we see
does
his
he
face.
Does he know that it's Barry? He might not know it's himself.
We might not know it's Barry. Well, surely he knows that he is the Flash.
No, but I mean... I don't know.
Wait, because we see his face earlier. He's in, like, some locker room where there's a cleaner guy, and the cleaner guy names him. And he's he got beat up bad. And he's like, yeah, you see his face there. But we don't know who he is.
Iris might have an affair. That's why she doesn't like him.
Maybe Nora knows that, and that's why she hates Iris.
But then she'd know that Barry wasn't her dad.
Not necessarily. But then she's got the powers. Why would she have the powers if it wasn't Barry's?
Yeah, good point.
Okay, so they get their powers drained, and we have to assume, because then we go back to the lab, they're being held up,
and
Cisco vibes Caitlin's death certificate, so they must get their powers back.
It must just be like a... because I thought, like, it was going to be, like, he'd sucked them of their powers, and that was it, it was gone.
Yeah.
But obviously, it must just be, like, a... once he loses connection.
Yeah. So, they make a Marvel reference here.
All right.
Cisco's like, oh, he could control it with his mind, like, it's like Mjolnir, Thor's hammer.
Oh yeah.
Like, are they allowed to do that in a DC show?
Well, apparently so.
Yeah, I guess they can do anything they want. So then Caitlin agrees to, like, looking to her dad. He vibes the certificate, and all she sees is her mother,
her mum.
And then, so that's that. They leave that, and then they see the video, and he's got, like, the mask that makes him make the bug noise, the cicada noise.
Oh yeah, because that was what Iris found, wasn't
it? In the videos, yeah. And then, like, oh, some sort of bug, and then Nora's like a cicada. I have a problem with this because. Gridlock, she knew enough about him that he was a one and done.
Yeah.
She didn't know that he was going to get killed by Cicada. And if that didn't happen in her time, surely that's not a soft event. Someone dying.
Yeah.
It must be a major event that would call the legends to turn up.
Yeah. Or, as again our mutual friend Troy pointed out, the time wraiths.
Oh yeah, why aren't the time wraiths after Nora?
Yeah.
If she's messing with time enough. But yeah.
Conveniently forgotten.
So one of these things has to be true, that she didn't... She was either stupid, knew enough about Gridlock that he was a one and done, but forgot that he got killed. Or knew about Cicada, but didn't recognise him when she saw him when he was attacking Barry.
Are they
in cahoots?
She must have caused Cicada.
Yeah, but she knew about him.
Yeah.
She's like a Cicada, because she knows, and she had a like scared look on her face.
Yeah.
Like from the future, she must know who Cicada is.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Either she's caused it, which is a major event into the timeline, or I don't know how she couldn't have known that. Or she must have known Cicada was during this time period. If she's in the future.
Because it seems very odd that she'd know about gridlock anyway.
Yeah.
If it was just a wall.
Yeah. Like, why would he even be, like, recorded in the museum or anything?
So is that the reason she's back, really? Is she hiding?
Maybe Cicada's from. I think Cicada's got to be from her time. Because it doesn't make sense. Why wasn't he attacking Metas last year?
Yeah. It's just, yeah.
There's got to be some connection between Cicada and Nora.
Yeah, I'd imagine so.
So that's pretty much the end of the episode.
Well, hang on. Just before
go on,
that.
Go on.
That might as well be the reason why he stopped. Because if he knows her.
Maybe she's his only way back to the future.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, like he might have come through.
She might have opened a wormhole and he's gone through it.
Yeah.
But why? I think he's got to be from the future.
Yeah. I'd imagine so. Yeah, because that's why she's got like the frightened look. She might need Barry in the future
to stop him.
That's why she has to come back and try and stop him from going missing.
But another, like I said about that, like, cleaner that knew him, he's got to have some sort of life in this present time. But then Nora was around for half of last season. Maybe Cicada has been around just as long.
Yeah.
He's maybe.
They could do an episode, couldn't they, where they go like 8 months previous or something like that. Yeah. Well, we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, it's hard to make these sort of predictions this early. You have to find out more.
Hmm.
So if we were to rate this episode out of 10,
I'd go 7.5.
That's quite strong, really. I think as a
season opener, it's decent. Obviously, there's a lot more to come.
Yeah, they're asking a lot more questions than they're answering, which you'd expect this early on.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think I would go 7. I think 7. I'll go with some 7. So that's the podcast verdict, a 7 out of 10.
Yep.
So I think that's it for this week. We'll be back later in the week for Arrow and Legends.
Legends starts
for us in the UK Wednesday night.
But if you've forgotten what happened in previous series,
go back and listen to our recap of series 3.
Series 3. On. Yeah,
it was series 3, yeah. Yeah, series 4 starting on now, of Legends.
Yep.
So, yeah. Follow us on Twitter at WChimwag. And.
On YouTube?
On YouTube, on Gert Bobo's channel. It'll be on our Twitter page if you want to have a look. Feel free to tweet us if you've got any mad theories about what's going on in the series so far.
Yeah, or if you want to call us out on anything. Like
anything we got wrong or anything that we missed, just come at us.
Yeah.
So, that's it, guys.
We'll see you later in the week. Or next week. Just flash bands.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.